Welcome to Yakko Yaks, episode number 4, recorded October 9th, 2015. Fear Factor. Welcome to Yakko Yaks, the show where I talk about everything from TV shows to movies to tech to comics, whatever is on my mind. I am your host, Jeremy. This is the 4th episode of this podcast, and apologies for it being late. This week has just been kind of crazy, and I haven't had much time to do something like this. So the topic of the show, at least at the beginning, I said Fear Factor, and this week and really next week is going to be really getting out of my comfort zone. I'm going to be going to the TFCon Transformers Convention in Charlotte next weekend, and I plan on talking to a bunch of people that, the ones I know I have no problems talking to. It's the ones I don't know that I'm kind of, that's where it's getting out of my shell. I'm one to be kind of in the background, not really putting myself out there. And that's something that I'm trying to, like, particularly with this podcast, I'm trying to do. I want to get more comfortable putting myself out there. I'm eventually probably going to look into doing video to kind of take it a step further. But for now, I'm trying to do solo audio, put myself out there. But at the convention, I'm going to be doing some interviews for the Transmissions podcast and talking to people. And it's really scary, even though, you know, I know people are nice. Everyone we've ever had to deal with in terms of interviewing people for the podcast has been amazing. But it's just, even what I had to do earlier today, just sending out some requests to some people asking, hey, you know, I'm on this podcast. We'd like to talk to you for a few minutes. It took me, like, I've been meaning to do this for, you know, over a month now, and it took me until today to finally force myself, yeah, I gotta do this. So, I don't know, that's kind of like my big fear right now, is just doing stuff like that, putting myself out there. Where if it fails, it's obviously on me, which is crazy, because at work, when I'm doing stuff, I tend to be the one that finds a new solution and goes to the boss and says, hey, we should look at implementing this, knowing that if it fails, a lot of times it is on me. But, you know, that's, I don't know, somehow it's easier with work. So anyway, that is kind of the opening for the show. You know, if you'd like to just leave comments and on the show and let me know what some of your fears are and how you get over them. All right. So let's move on to some more fun stuff. The TVs, the fall season has really started kicking off for pretty much every show now. The Muppets was still good. I liked it. It wasn't as funny as the last one, in my opinion, although the scenes with Fozzie being high on a tranquilizer dart, that was kind of funny. I enjoyed that. Not sure how I feel about Kermit saying, I feel you, bro. But I don't know. It's like I said earlier, it's going to take a few episodes. So hopefully by the next episode or the one after, it'll really start getting its groove. I thought Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was really strong. Again, Fitz is just the one that steals the show every time. The scene at the end of the show had a lot of really good tension to it. Throughout the entire show, I was really hoping for the happy ending, but in reality, I was expecting Fitz to get trapped on that other world. So they did a good job there with not really giving away what they wanted to do. And I like that the show is opened up to more than just Earth. So I'm sure that's going to come back and play a bigger role in the series. I also really like that they used an Asgardian in the show, but it's not anyone that we've seen before. So in the past, they have used, like they used Lady Sif, and they got the actress from the movies. This is just an Asgardian that's been on the planet for hundreds of years, just kind of hiding out. So I thought that was a good way to tie into the greater Marvel universe, but not really interfering with anything that could be set up in the movies. So that was a nice touch, I think. And it helps that I can't remember the guy's name, but I really like that actor. I liked him on Numbers. I liked him in Ghostbusters 2. But anyway, I really like how they're building up Grant. It seems like they're really moving a lot faster this season in the various plot points, but they're doing a good job building up Grant. And I feel like they are building him up for his inevitable, you know, fall and being taken down. And we also got a lot of good background on May. So I really like how the series is progressing. So they're off to a good start. On to the DC side, Flash was a really good episode. Although I was confused because at the end of last season, I was thinking, okay, so if Eobard Thawne had never existed because Eddie killed himself, wouldn't that have thrust everything into a timeline where he never came back in time because he never existed and we would have had the original Wells? But it's, you know, time travel, multiple universes, it's kind of confusing. So I think they did a good job with how they did it. Although, it's still, I wish that they did a little bit better job explaining everything that was going on. I was sad that Barry's dad moved away. I understand why they did it, but, you know, you feel like you just got him back. You could have done more with him, but I'm sure he's going to be back. You know, not a full-time cast member, but I think he's going to be back periodically. And I'm really hoping once they really do get into the multiverse stuff, that there is an Earth out there where Henry Wells is the Flash. Since the actor played the Flash in the 91 CBS series. And I really hope this isn't the end of Ronnie Raymond. I really, really liked his character, but we've had firestorms in the comics without one of the two characters that made them up. I mean, I think usually Dr. Stein is part of Firestorm, but there's been more than just Ronnie Raymond. So I hope this isn't the end of him, but I'm sure this isn't the end of Firestorm. So it's looking up. I'm looking forward to next week. On Arrow, I actually just got a chance to see Arrow last night, and it was a good episode too. I think I want to watch it again before I really can kind of dig into it, but the relationship, kind of the lovey-dovey relationship between Oliver and Felicity, it seems a little bit forced to me. I'm glad that they are back in Star City and things are starting to get back to the whole fighting as the Arrow, or as he's now the Green Arrow. That speech was kind of campy, I think. But, you know, it gets him into the new suit, and hopefully they actually do some fighting during the daylight hours. Diggle, I think, is one of the stronger parts of the show. He has an obvious real beef with Oliver, and he's not able to give it up, and I think that is really working well. And then the actor that plays Damian Dark, I should have actually written this down, but Arrow wasn't on my rundown because I just saw it last night. But I really like him. I've really only ever seen him in Band of Brothers before this, but I really liked his work, and I think he's going to do an awesome job on Arrow this season. So, and then the big speculation at the end, who is the person that dies at the end of the season? And we saw the gravestone, we saw the grave. We didn't see the gravestone. And there's speculation. I think the obvious guess is Felicity. I think it'll be Diggle or maybe Lila. I don't know. We'll have to see how the season goes on. I read an interview where the writers aren't really even 100% sure yet who they want to have, but I really think Felicity is just too obvious, and so is Thea, because I mean she did die last season. I think he would be a lot more upset if it was Thea. Maybe it's Laurel, maybe it's Diggle, I don't know. But that is it for TV talk. I'll spend the last little bit talking about some feedback. I had a comment from Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast, on the last episode. He's one of the other hosts on the Transmissions podcast, and he also has his own YouTube channel where he does toy reviews. He said that the baddie from the first episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was Baraka from Street Fighter, and is all leading into a Marvel versus Street Fighter crossover event. Yeah, I don't think so. But he did look a lot like him. I had a comment from Jason Kirk. He said that he loved hearing the morning stream clip I played. I'm glad that worked out. That was really more of a test to see how well it worked, and I was happy with the result. And he had not, as of his comment, he had not yet seen the first episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so hopefully he's caught up. I know he's seen the first episode because his podcast, Podvocacy, they talked about it. But that is it for all the feedback I got. If you would like to leave comments, just go to yakko.org. That's YAKK0.org, and leave a comment. And if you would like to help support me in this endeavor, you can spread the word about the show. Just like retweet it. Just tell your friends about it, or you can go to yakko.org/Amazon, and that will, that is my affiliate page for Amazon, and things cost the same for you, but Amazon just takes a little bit out of their cut and sends it to me. So, I appreciate everyone that has done it so far, and, just thanks again for all the support. And this has been Yakko Yaks. I will say that the next couple weeks, next week will probably come out around Wednesday or Thursday like normal, but the following week might be a little bit late because of my traveling and then just having to catch up with things at home. But I am trying to release these around Wednesday or Thursday of every week. So anyway, like I said, this has been Yakko Yaks episode number 4. Thanks for listening.